Hey, what's up, everybody? Today is Thursday, May 24th, 2018. Time flying, man. About to be summer soon. Hope y'all got your summer bodies ready and all that, you know? You don't want to be the boy that's fucking, you know, in the pool with his goddamn shirt on or some shit like that, you know? But yeah, what's up, y'all? It's the Ramble with me, Naeem Ali. What's good, man? How you feeling? You alright? Yeah, work? Just chilling? You bullshitting around? Whatever. You know, that's good too. Sometimes you need a break. Well, me, I'm fresh out the gym. I'm recording this on some late night shit. Fresh out the gym. Still sweaty. I ain't even fucking getting a shower yet. You know? Musky as hell. Just fucking beat the shit out the heavy bag. You know? Lifted some weights, built some body armor, did a little sculpting, you know? You get it? But yeah, man, I had to check in. Y'all know me, I always got a lot going on. So, you know, let's just jump right into this shit. Let's just dive all the way in. I just had a fucking wild argument. You see what I'm saying? A wild one. But you know what? That's okay. Sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes the only way that you can see yourself and that people can see themselves is with fucking wild arguments. Sometimes, that's it. Like, sometimes it's the way, you know, you get shit off your chest. But that's no problem, you know what I mean? And I'm really starting to feel like, I don't know, like I'm just like a, like I'm, like I should just, like I'm a loner. I'm not a loner, but like relationship-wise, that I should just, you know, do my own, my dolo thing. Here's the thing though. Karma's real as fuck. Like that shit is real. Because the person, because who I'm dealing with now, or maybe was dealing with, because I'm pretty sure it's over, but that person fucking, I was them in my last relationship with my fucking ex. I was them. The person that's fucking up money, that's just not fucking with it, being responsible, that's just not, you know, that's just not on the same page. It's not trying to progress. I was that person. I'm not saying they're not trying to progress, but you know, sometimes you're in a mental space where it makes it hard for you to progress because you got so much going on. Because you stressed out about this, stressed out about that, and then you know you let some of your habits get the best of you, and then you try to distract yourself by going out or doing this or doing that, even though you can't really fucking afford to. Even though you need to, even though what you should be doing is buckling down. You see what I'm saying? And that's where I am. Like that, well, that's where I was. And now it's the opposite. Now I'm buckled down, financial responsibility, figuring the shit out, stacking, all that. And then the person I'm with is where I was. Karma. See what I'm saying? Karma. And it's like, that's hard to deal with. I don't even know how, you know, my ex dealt with it, with me for so fucking long, because I'm frustrated. That shit makes me mad as shit. Like, it makes me fucking horribly mad. But see, here's the thing, though, right? Like, it's about your intention to an extent. It's about your intention. Like, and what I mean by that is, you like, okay, so you might be trying to say something to help somebody, but you're honestly not trying to hurt them, but because it's such an honest statement, or not even that, because you worded it in such a way where, you know, you were just kind of blunt with it. Me, well, I was kind of blunt with it. It comes out hurtful, and that's fucked up, you know. Like I do that quite often. I say things, and people don't take it the right way. Cause I mean, honestly, I'm very blunt with myself. Like I talk to myself in the fucking harshest of the ways. Like, all the fucking time. So, if I talk to myself like that, of course I'm going to talk to a fucking stranger like that. Or not a stranger, but, like, somebody outside of me. And, I mean, I try to work on it. Because I'm not really an arguer. So, I don't like to argue with people. Like, I don't like to yell and all that shit. But, sometimes when I'm giving somebody, you know, when I'm telling somebody my honest opinion to them, it might come out wrong. And it's fucked up. Especially, like, when I'm frustrated and shit. So, it is about intention. Like, I don't intentionally hurt anybody. Like, I try to get shit off my chest. That might hurt you. but that might hurt me. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's all, it's plenty of times when I'm analyzing myself, which is why whenever I'm arguing with somebody, it's nothing anybody can say to me that's going to fucking hurt me. Because if you say, if you saying it, if you seeing it, I already know it. What the fuck you going to say to me? I already know. What you going to say? I know already. And there's nothing you can, I mean, you know, and I'm pretty comfortable with the person I am now. Not pretty, I'm very comfortable with the person I am now. I'm a lot more honest with myself and with other people. And see, my problem, my problem never was being honest with myself. My problem was being honest with y'all, with people outside of me. But now, you know what? Fuck it. I'll tell y'all exactly what I want to tell y'all and what's going on with me and, you know, with my life. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I am now. It just makes it easier. It just makes it easier to live. It just makes it easier to be. It makes life way more fun. But most people aren't like that. Most people are very guarded. And I understand that, too. I understand that. You know, you don't want everybody knowing your shit. That's cool. You know? But, I mean, I look at it like this. You know, I'm fucking 31 now. Let's say, shit, another 46, 47 years, y'all going to have to catch me in the G yard. You know what I'm saying? Fucking 6 feet deep, getting burnt up by fucking demons, getting my skin ripped off or some shit like that. Or am I going to be up in the sky with the fucking angels? Nope, not going to be in either one of those places. Because all that shit bullshit. That shit not real. You know what I'm saying? Not worried about that. And that's going to go by fast. 46, 47 years? That's going to go by fast. This first 31 years went by fast as shit. This shit flew by, yo. Like, damn. I feel like I was just like in fucking kindergarten or some shit. Like, I remember vividly being 5 years old. I remember that shit. Like, that's crazy. And it's like, I'm fucking 31. I'm a grown ass man now. God damn. Like, how? Where did the fucking time go? Shit fucking flew by. And I mean, you know, if you're not careful, you're gonna blow it. You're gonna fucking waste it. I just took a pop of this fucking pomegranate pear Nantucket nectars. That's not an ad. I wish it was. Cause that mean they be cutting me a check. I was just letting y'all know what I was drinking. Give you a fucking visual. If you never had one, you should try it. It's probably the best one. Or you know what? That apple one's good too. No, I'm thinking about a Snapple apple. I'm sorry. I was mistaken that the fucking Nantucket with the Snapple apple. That's like the best shit ever. But yeah, you know, you don't want to blow it. You don't want to waste it. Especially to a fucking habit. You know? A lot of people, y'all wasting your life. Y'all letting your life get wasted by a dumbass habit. Like, you don't realize the toll that fucking, and I know, I go back and forth with the shit, but I'm pretty sure that I'm done with this shit for life. Because just the vibe I've been on lately been so fucking good, you know? Yeah, I've been hurting some feelings. My bad. I'm sorry. Which is part of the reason why I think I was smoking so much. Because, you know, I'm kind of high strung. I'm a high energy person. And because of that, sometimes I say shit that I probably should keep to myself. But you know what? If it comes out, then oh well. The universe meant it to come out. So oh fucking well. But yeah, like, you know, weed makes you chill too hard. I mean, if your life ain't in order, then you probably shouldn't do it. Now, if you cool, you feel like your life in order, and I ain't talking, and again, we had this conversation before. I'm not talking about just financially. Because you can financially be straight, but that don't mean that your life is in order. You know? That don't mean that you're right with everybody. That don't mean that you're right with your fucking self. That don't mean that you're making the best decisions. You might make good financial decisions. What about the other shit? And, you know, again, everything in moderation, I guess. If you can do it, me, I can't do it. Weed is like crack to me. Like literally. I love that shit too much. I love it so much that I could waste days away just smoking that shit. But instead, you know, I've kind of taken control of it. You know, now I just chill. I don't fuck with it. I've been around it a lot lately too, and I just haven't. I didn't partake, so I'm pretty sure I beat it. My problem is fucking like on events. But like I said, because it's like crack to me. Damn, dog, you all belching and shit in the joint. What the fuck, dog? They don't want to hear that shit, dog. I'm all right with that. Don't nobody want to hear all that belching shit. My bad, my fault. It's from the Nantucket. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, like, just because, that's what I was saying. So yeah, my problem is that, you know, with the weed shit, so on occasions, I'll smoke And then I'll be like, all right, damn, I'm just going to smoke today because it's such and such birthday. I'm just going to smoke today because it's my birthday or because it's so-and-so's birthday. Then I smoke that day. Then the next day is like, all right, well, I got some weed left over, so I'm not going to throw in the trash. So then I'm going to smoke that shit that day. And then it's like, all right, you know what, man? I'm just going to smoke on the weekends. Then I smoke it on the weekend. And then here comes Monday, and it's like, I had a fucking fucked up day at work. Let me just smoke today. Then next day you know, I'm fucking underneath a bridge, fucking begging for fucking money to go get some fucking, to go buy some fucking weed with. You see what I'm saying? No, I've never done that before. I've never fucking, but really though, but you see what I'm saying? Like, it's, that's how it is with me and this weed shit. It's like crack, so I gotta stay away from it. I have an addictive personality. Like anything that I do that makes me feel good, I do that shit all the time. Like, I'm the same way with working out. I was like that with boxing. I'm like that with every fucking thing. I'm like that with running. I'm like that with anything. I'm like that with fucking, with sex, with fucking sex, with fucking or sex, however you want to say it. Like, I'm like that with everything. I'm like that with fucking, you know, with all type of shit. I'm like that. I had a point where I was like that with masturbation. Y'all know I was a late masturbator. I learned that late in life. I wasn't just always out here yanking it. Nobody taught me how to yank. Nobody told me about yanking it. I was having sex before I started yanking it. And then once I learned that, oh, all right, that's all you got to do, I got fucking addicted to that. Like, it was points where I would prefer that than sex. Because, like, all right, well, I don't have to deal with the extra shit after the sex. I don't have to talk to her. I don't have to. But, you know, that's part of the fun. Part of the fun and having that feeling is working up to it. You don't want to just fucking watch a video and yank it a couple of times, and now you're done. And now it's just like, all right, now I don't need to have any interaction with women. Like, no, it's fucked up. Can't go through life like that. But I, you know, I almost got there. I always reach these points where it's like, all right, no, now you're doing it too much. And then I stop. I think that's the only thing that saves my life. Because if it wasn't for me hitting those points where it's like, all right, listen, yo, you're doing this too much now. It's starting to affect, you in other areas. Then it's like, all right, boom, let me chill the fuck out. But yeah, it's like, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to be a good person. I really am. I'm just trying to be a good person with everybody. But it's not easy because, like I said, your intentions don't always match the outcome of your actions. Sometimes you intend on being good or you intend on, you know, being a positive person. But what you do affects somebody negatively. And it's like, I don't know. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm not a fucking genius. You know, I'm just living. That's all. What else can I do? That's all I can do is fucking live and try to make the right decisions and try to be good. You know, for a long time, I didn't give a fuck about being good. I didn't care. I just did what I wanted to do. I didn't care about, you know, how what I did or what I said affected other people. I just fucking did exactly what I wanted to do. And with that being said, anybody who dealt with me from fucking birth to 30, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? From birth to 30, I was the worst kind of asshole because I was a quiet-ass asshole. I wasn't quiet till 30. But let's say from birth to, I don't know, 20-something, I was quiet as shit. But I was a undercover asshole. And I didn't let people know that I was an asshole. I just did asshole shit behind their back. You see what I'm saying? And then let's say from, I actually have gotten better since I turned 30. Like, that was like a turning point for me. That was a huge turning point for me. Like, that's when it's like, all right, yo, now you playing with your legacy and your fucking, and your quality of life. Like, fix this shit. And that's what that's what I'm working on now. But again, I still fucking do the same. I try to be as honest as I can be. And, you know, I try to be good to everybody that's around me and handle things in a mature way. But, you know, but yet it's still, I still fucking hurt feelings, break hearts, fucking disappoint people, all of the above. I still do all that shit. But, you know, the difference, this is why it pays. Because I know that I actually tried to fucking, you know, be a good person. Like, you know, it's worse to lie to somebody and then they find out and now they feel like shit. Then you just tell them the truth up front and then they just feel like shit up front. That's okay. I can deal with that. I can deal with that fine. Oh, yeah, shout out to my ex shorty. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, ex baby. Hey, happy birthday, old baby. You know, I picked a bad time. I did. It's okay, though. It's okay. This shit makes us stronger. See what I'm saying? Disappointment, fucking heartache, all that shit. When you, the back end of it is the, you know, the beneficial part is the strength that you gain from it. Because before that shit, you living in the fantasy world. Then once you go through that shit, it's like, oh, all right, great. You know what I mean? All right, cool. I fucking, you know, now I know the capabilities of people. I know the capabilities of this person in particular. And it's like, you know, that's a great thing. It's great to go through that. You know, when you're going through it, it feels fucked up. You're like, oh, man, fuck. Like, I fucking put this time into this thing, or I fucking put my money into this person, or I fucking let my, you know, put my heart into this person, and then, boom, all for nothing. But no, it was for something, because now it's stronger. So that means the next relationship you get into will be better. Well, no, that's not true. Let me take that back. I'm sorry, y'all, I just lied. No, that doesn't mean the next one you get into will be better. It means you'll see it with, you'll see it with 2020 vision. You'll see it, you'll see things for what they really are, and you'll cut through the bullshit. Like, now I know how I am. I know me. I know me now anyways, so I know me. So the next person that I deal with, which who knows when or where or what type of situation that'll be, but the next person I deal with, I have a more clear idea of, you know, what I expect. And now, and honestly, like, just honestly speaking for now, I don't think I want anything from anybody. I don't want to deal with anybody. Because you know what is more valuable to me than fucking love and all that shit is my time. Like, I like to be able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And if you got a girlfriend, you just can't, yo. You just can't. You got to spend a certain amount of time with her. And you got, and for a certain amount of time, you got to do what the fuck she wants to do. And, I mean, there's no problem with that. You know, a lot of men live for that. A lot of men, you know, I was talking to my man the other day. And me, and he was talking about how he feels like, I was going to say your name, bro, but I don't know if you care for me to say your name. So, I don't know. Y'all know you're going to hear this, and you'll let me know if whatever. But fuck it. So, yeah, but yeah, we talking the other day. He let me know, like, yo, I'm one of the people that, like, he like, yo, I need a wife. Like, he's like, I need a woman. I need somebody that I'm coming home to. You know, he's like, it just balances me out. And, like, I'm like, yeah, but no, I don't need, I'm not that type of person. I need my fucking time and some space sometimes. Like, sometimes I just want to be, you know, solo dolo. You know, you ever been with somebody and you just can't wait for them to fucking go somewhere? Like, yo, just, like, I'm about to just call out so I can just be home. So while you at work, I can just fucking chill out. You see what I'm saying? Like, you never, I mean, and that's the thing. I know that's probably fucked up. That's probably fucked up to feel like that. Because, you know, when you with somebody, you should want to be with them. But not all the time. But it seems like to me, like, you know, there's never been a woman that I've been with that wanted her own space. Like, and when I say, I mean, like, that, you know, that felt like, you know, all right, let me get some alone time. And then you go ahead, yeah, alone time. Like, I've never been in that situation with any woman. But there's plenty of times when I feel like that, when I just feel like, like, all right, I just want to just fucking chill out and do my own fucking thing for a little bit. But I don't think that means that I shouldn't be in a relationship. I think, but I do honestly think right now I don't need to be in a relationship. Because, you know, it's kind of extra. And I mean, it's like it's simple shit. Like, for instance, I had a situation recently. You know, Love & Hip Hop song. She goes, gets in the shower. I'm fucking, you know, I'm chilling. You know, whatever the case may be. Falling back. Turn the game on for a quick second. Now, you would think that, okay, we could compromise. We watch Love & Hip Hop together all the fucking time. Do we ever watch basketball together? Fuck no. Do we ever watch any sports together? Fuck no. I think we might have watched one fight. We might have watched one boxing match. Fuck, who was it? It was Anthony Joshua. What was it, Anthony Joshua? No, it was Deontay Wilder last fight. That's the only sporting event we ever watched together. Besides that, no. It's the compromise is usually the, you know, me compromising. Which, you know what? I don't give a fuck. Because I don't even really care about TV that much. Who cares? But, so, you know, she come back in the room. Let me, no, we not watching this. I'm like, I'm not watching no fucking basketball today. Okay, cool. You know what? Fine, whatever. That's not a big deal. I didn't really give a fuck. Because like I said, I don't care about TV that much. But in those times, the thought does pass through my head like, yo, maybe I should just be the fuck out. go back home and just watch what I want to watch or do what I want to do or fucking just go chill on my solo dolo shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, that goes through my head in those times. And it's like, I don't got to feel guilty for those thoughts. It's okay. I'm an individual. I'm my own person. And the thing is, don't get me wrong. I've had my past relationship, the person that I messed with before this one, we used to watch sports and shit all the fucking time and talk about it. She asked me questions and, you know, she seemed like she was genuinely interested, even if she really wasn't. And, you know, that fucking made it more interesting for me. And you see what I'm saying? Like, just shit like that. Like, it is, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, one, everybody's not going to be the same. You can't expect the same shit from every fucking woman. Like, no. It's going to be areas where this one's better than that one. It's going to be areas where that one's better than this one. You're not going to find one that's perfect. You know, you just got to find somebody that you're willing to, you know, to deal with their bullshit. But, you know, and that's not even really, you know, that's not, like I said, TV, that's not even that deep. But, you know, it does spark those ideas in my head. Like, all right, maybe I should just fucking slide real quick. Or maybe I should go in another room. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it goes. But that's okay. And then here's the thing, too. You got to give people the space to fucking have their fucked up ass feelings. Like, you got to give people that space. And I mean it for everybody. I mean, I'm not even talking about just, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody. I mean, like even your friends. Like, if your friend's in a bad mood, it's not always your job to fucking cheer this nigga the fuck up. Like, fuck it. Sometimes he's just going to feel bad. You don't got to start making jokes, try to make him laugh. Like, no. Just tell him, all right, well, I'm going to call you back. Or call me when next time you free or something. Like, you see what I'm saying? I mean, as men, a lot of times we do that. Or as men, you know, if I'm in a bad mood and one of my friends call me, I'm just not going to answer because I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to put a damper on your day. I don't want to be your fucking dark rain cloud. You was having a good day, and here I go, complaining, talking shit, blah, blah, blah. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to be that person to you, so I'm just not going to answer. But it's like that with everybody. Like, if somebody's fucked up, like, don't cheer them up. Just fucking leave. Like, just leave them the fuck alone. And there's been plenty of times when, you know, because to cheer somebody up is you're honestly giving them your energy. And when I say that, I mean that in the fucking most simplest of terms. When you're trying to cheer somebody up, you're taking all this good energy and these good vibes you got, and you're just feeding into them. And depending on how depressed they are, you might be feeding that shit into a fucking black abyss. And the next thing you know, you wondering why you fucking sad. So sometimes you just gotta fucking leave. Sometimes you just gotta be like, all right, well, she's kind of depressed right now. Let me just get the fuck out of here. I'm not gonna help this situation out. And you just gotta fucking go. Or ladies, even y'all, sometimes you come in and you see your fucking boyfriend, your husband, whoever, and he's all fucked up and you like, let me try to cheer him up. No, don't do that. You know, sometimes you got to think like, all right, he's in a fucked up spot right now. Let me just go to my mom's house. Let me just go to my girlfriend's house. Let me just take the kids and go do something with the kids, get him in space. Like, yeah, sometimes that's what people need. Sometimes people just need to think through their own shit. They don't need you to say nothing to them. And see, I'm the type of person where I ain't even going to say I'm a 50-50. I'm like a 70-30 maybe. Like 70% of the time, I'm going to tell you to fucking get your shit together. But then 30% of the time, I'm gonna make you laugh your way out of that shit. Like, you're gonna be like, yeah, I was fucking tripping. See what I'm saying? And I like to put things in perspective. And some people hate that. Like, sometimes people be like, you know, some people be like, don't tell me that my shit not that deep. Because my problem is, I always equate everything to death. Like, if it's not death or some type of deadly disease or, you know, some shit where, I don't know, somebody that's close to you is dying. I kind of be like, all right, it's not, okay, we could deal with this. We don't have to ruin the whole day being sad. Like, it's all right. But yeah, like, so sometimes just give people their fucking space. Don't try to cheer him up. Don't try to, just fucking watch out. Come on, watch out. The fuck out the way. Get the fuck out the way. You know what I'm saying? Watch out. Do my own thing. Or let her do her own thing. You don't got to be the one. You don't got to keep trying to talk to her and make her change her emotions. No, fuck that. This how she want to feel? Let her fucking feel like that. It's all right. You know, it's not always your job to make somebody else happy. And that's something that I wish somebody would have told me. Because I'm definitely one of those people that try to fucking cheer people up when they all fucked up and sad. You see what I'm saying? But sometimes you can't. Only time I don't is when it's death. That's the only time I don't. That's the only time I don't try to cheer people up. If it's death, it's like, okay, you're going to be fucked up for a while. So all I can do is say that, yo, this is fucked up. And it's just how, you know, this is sad. And damn. You see what I'm saying? But besides that, I'm trying. Oh, you got in a car accident? It's all right. At least you're not dead. Dang, you just got fired today? It's cool. You said mine shoot you in your fucking face? Oh, you just, your girl just broke with you? It's cool, dog. You know how many bitches it is out here? Fuck her. That's the best one. That's the best one. That is the best. That's the best one. That's the best one where sometimes you just need to chill out. Unless you're going to bring the pussy to him, don't do that. Don't do that. Because sometimes niggas don't want to hear that shit. He miss his girl. He don't miss every girl. He don't miss just any girl. He miss his girl. Don't sit there and try to tell him, dog, listen, dog, how the fuck is you so mad about that? It's all right. Especially they got kids and shit together. Come on, dog. The fuck is you so worried about that bitch for? Then that's when you're drawing at you even more. Why you call her a bitch? Come on, dog. Listen, in his head, he thinking about punching you in the face right now. Don't call his girl, his ex, his old girl slash bae mom a bitch. Come on, bro. It's cool, dog. You know what I mean? Listen, you remember how many bitches you used to get before you was with her? She fucked your life up for real. No, she didn't. She made me happy. He made me very happy. And now you are pissing me off. Get the fuck out of my face. You, that's like, that's the, don't handle it. See, and that's the thing. Fellas, sometimes that's not what we need to hear. Yeah, cool. There's going to be days when it's like that. But that advice has to be accompanied by something. Like, you can't just tell me, listen, dog, listen, that's your girl. Y'all broke up? All right. Oh, well, nigga, fuck her. It's all these bitches out here. Now, what's next? You accompany that with, matter of fact, listen, dog, I got you. We might go to a strip club. Don't need to worry about that shit. Or matter of fact, dog, I got you. I got three shorties coming over today. You know what I'm saying? Just chill, just hang out for a little bit. We'll get a little bottle or something. That makes it okay. That makes it okay. And sometimes that even make it okay. Because I've been in situations where I've been broken up with where shorties fucking dumped me. And my friends try to bring other girls around and some shit like that. And then my mojo's just off. My mojo's just off. Like, oh. It's just all the way. Me and my man talking the other day about how, like, when you're not holding it down, like, as a man, or, you know, if, you know, and I've been through that situation in that way where, you know, you're not holding it down as a man when you ain't fucking paying the bills and you ain't fucking, and your girl doing way more than you doing. She paying all the, my ex, listen, she paying way more than you paying, and, you know, you in your head, you like, damn, I just wish I could do it, but it ain't there. It's just not there. Sometimes it ain't going to be there. And to all the men out there, when you in that situation, fucking leave, dog. Just cut your losses. It ain't gonna get no better while you in it. Like, unless you fucking, I mean, it's possible, but it's rare. But 9 out of 10, it's not gonna be there while you in it. You gotta just leave and go get your nuts back first. You see what I'm saying? You gotta leave, get your nuts back. Then if you want to, you can go back. Or just not. Sometimes when you leave and go get your nuts back, it make you, you know. You love the feeling that you love the feeling of having your nuts back and being free. Sometimes you don't want to get your nuts back and then put the handcuffs back on. No, sometimes you don't want to do that. Like, then sometimes that feels like that's a waste. But no, that's what my man talked about the other day. Like, yeah, like when you're not holding it down as a man, it's like your mojo just off, or shorty break up with you that you cared about, your mojo off. You can't do nothing the same. You ain't working out the same. You weaker in the gym. You going to the gym sparring, niggas, they just beat you the fuck up all easy. You like, damn, what the fuck? Like, everything, I'm just losing all around the board. You go get a new joint, you try to fuck her, you ain't fucking her right, Neil. You like, damn, what happened to my sex game? My sex game used to be on point. Now you look down at your dick physically got smaller. You like, damn, how the fuck? How my dick physically get smaller? Like, that don't make no sense. So off some emotional shit? Like, how? And see, it's not that. See, what it is, you know, as men, if y'all don't know, if you never had sexual education, you know, I'm trying to be too vulgar here, because my mom probably listened to this, or one of my aunts or some shit, but you know what? Oh, well, you know what I'm saying? It's okay, y'all. We grown. And I'm still a little Amy. And me, I'm still your little son, nephew, cousin, whatever the fuck. But even still, you know, we know about the human body. We all grown here. But look, what it is, man. When your staff gets erect, that's because this blood rushing there. Then when you depressed and fucked up in the game, the blood ain't rushing there how it was. Because you got, you know, the blood rushing everywhere is getting displaced all over the place. It's going to your bitch-ass hands, especially going to your bitch-ass heart because you all fucked up in the game. Then it's going to your bitch-ass brain because you all sad. You keep thinking about this shorty. So you're like, oh, man, what the fuck? She probably doing this with this other nigga, this isn't that. Further, that's the thing, guys. Let me give y'all some advice about that, too. Don't worry about what she doing. Don't worry about who she having sex with and all that. Oh, well, everybody has sex. And it ain't that much different. It's different. But it ain't that much different. Like, goddamn. You see what I'm saying? And it's not even all it's about. And men, we all play the same goddamn game. So, you already know how that go. If you cheated on her, another nigga gonna cheat on her, too. So, don't even feel bad about it. You see what I'm saying? It's all a matter of time. And then focus on the bad points. That's how you really get over somebody. Just focus on the bad shit. Don't think about the good shit. Don't think about how you know, the fun times and the smiles and the jokes and the good sex. Don't think about none of that shit. Just think about all the bad shit. Like the days when you was like, yo, you know what, man? I should leave this bitch. I should just fucking get out of here. That's what you got to think about. You got to think about all that type shit. Don't think about, damn, remember that time when we took that trip and we was holding hands? No. Fuck that. Don't think about that shit. They ain't got nothing to do. That's not going to help you in any way. All right? Time is linear. That motherfucker goes straight. And you got to go the same goddamn way. And you got to think about whatever's going to help you, you know, stay on that goddamn straight linear path of time. Ain't no U-turns. Ain't no going back. Ain't no backpedaling. Ain't none of that shit. You see what I'm saying? You got to stay straight. Straight and narrow. Listen, this is what it is. Fuck that. Fuck this. Remember that time when I thought about fucking leaving? Remember the time when I fucking cheated on her because this girl looked better than her? So now you're just free. See, now you ain't no cheating, ain't no guilt involved. You just do you. Same thing to y'all, ladies. Think about the bad shit. Like, damn. Remember that time this nigga got in the bed? He's all musky and shit. He's all stinking and shit. Like, this nigga ain't even getting a shower. He tried to have sex. He tried maybe he said he went ahead and all. Like, this nigga's all stinking and shit. You see what I'm saying? That's what you got to think about, the bad shit. Think about the time when you asked him when he bought you a shitty birthday gift or you needed some money and he couldn't even give it to you. Think about that shit. You see what I'm saying? Or when you called him cheating or he cursed you the fuck out or some shit like that. Think about all the fucked up shit that the nigga did and move on, keep it stepping, go forward. There's too many people out here for second, third, fourth, fifth, eighth chances. There's too many people. You could be on chance number one with this person. Learn them real quick. Oh, I don't like this. Then get the fuck out of there. It's a lot simpler than we make it. You know? I mean, you know, especially, you know, you stuck inside a bubble. And the only time I say, all right, you know, if you want to double back or something, you're going to double back with your baby mama or your baby father. You're going to. You're going to try that shit again. That's just, y'all got kids together. You see what I'm saying? That's all right, whatever. I get that. I understand that. But even with that, too, 9 out of 10, that shit ain't going to work neither. But go ahead, try it. Because I'm sure some fucking happy stories out there about, oh, yeah, we was broken up. Shit, I used to work with this boy. And he, him and his wife had broke up. He got another joint pregnant. Then they got back together. And I'm like, damn. Like, that's a wild story. But that's how it goes sometimes with some people. Some people can work shit out. Some people can't. But that's okay. Like I said, this time thing is linear. Wait, you know what? Fuck all this. It's some deep-ass shit I was fucking listening to, right? So y'all know the theory of, like, the infinite universe. They say, you know how they say, like, the universe is so big that it's an infinite amount of other universes. Like, they think that might be what happened when you went in, like, you know, in the center of a galaxy is, like, a black hole. So they think that when you go in that black hole, you come out on the other side of another universe, basically. So, an infinite number of universes, which means there's an infinite number of galaxies, stars, planets, all that. Which means if it's infinite, they say that there's a universe where there's an Earth that's like ours. And there's somebody that's just like you doing the same exact thing. Ain't that fucking deep as fuck? So that means it's a fucking another universe with somebody out there doing the same exact shit as you right the fuck now. Because it's an infinite amount. So that means, you know, statistically, it has to be that. Which also means, statistically, there's a universe where it's somebody like you, but they're a woman. Or somebody like you, but he's white. Or that means a universe where it's an earth and black people run the world. Ain't that fucking nuts? That's fucking crazy. So it's a universe out there where, we just in a whole reverse universe. We in a reverse genre. Because think about, look at it like this. All the bad shit is good. And all the fucking bad shit fucking is running shit. And I'm not saying all white people bad. And all white people don't run the world. I'm talking about the rich ass fucked up ones. You see what I'm saying? And see, white people, y'all, that's when we generalize like that, y'all got to kind of differentiate in your head. Like, oh, he's not talking about me. I'm a broke ass white person. Yeah, we're not talking about you, broke ass white person. We talking about fucking the fucked up elites. That's what we talking about. They the fucked up ones that's running. But that means a universe where all them fucked up elites, they was enslaved and shit. Remember that movie, that John Travolta movie, A White Man's Burden? It's a universe where that's real. Where the white people was actually enslaved and black people was being evil and shit. We was using our dominant strength and our dominant genes to take shit over. And fucking, instead of us hanging you, we had 7 feet, 2 inches tall fucking black African niggas that just choked you up in the air. You know what I'm saying? We ain't hanging from no tree. They were just grabbing you and just hold you up in the air. They pictures of lynchings was like that. They go on Pinterest now, and it's a bunch of pictures of 7 foot tall, fucking Manute Bol type niggas just choking white people out in midair. That's their lynchings in that universe. You see what I'm saying? They got fucking, it's black cops. They're not just shooting unarmed white people. They just beating the shit out of them. They just making them fight them, and then they beat them to death because of the dominant strength. They don't got to use no weapons. You see what I'm saying? Ain't that crazy? Like, there's a universe out there like that. It's a universe out there where fucking humans got tails or some shit like that. Or can fly. Or all type of shit. It's infinite. That means it's anything. Is anything is possible. That's what it means. That means a universe where the earth, where on fucking in the year 2000 and during Y2K, all the computers really shut down. That's what that means. That is a universe that where that actually happened, where the fuck all the computers shut down and the boom, you mean fucking reset, everything got fucked up, riots and shit. Remember everybody was scared during Y2K? It was a universe where that shit really happened. That means a universe where in 2012, when the Mayan calendar ended, the world really did end and it was fucked up, like how in that movie, that 2012 movie. This shit is crazy. Like, I could go on all day thinking about alternate universes. Like, that's fucking nuts to me. It's nuts. But it makes me think, like, all right, so what is this one? Like, what's going to be the twist with this universe? Like, what's going to be the... I told you, I think the twist with this one is that everything's just fucking backwards here. Everything's just fucking backwards. You know? Like, I mean, that's okay. Yeah, you got men dressing like women and women dressing like men and fucking the genetically weak class rules, and it's just all type of fucked up and backwards. But you know what? Oh well, that's where we at. We in a backwards universe. That's all right. So we just gotta figure out how to fucking maneuver in this bitch. Speaking of men dressing like women, I was in a barbershop the other day. They talking about Lil Uzi, right? So you know the old head niggas, the old head barbers in there, like, yeah, I don't know what's up with him. He on some gay type shit. He also, I'm like, dog, Yumbo not gay. He's androgynous. I'm like, I don't want to hear this shit from none of y'all that was teenagers in the 80s and fucking Prince was walking around with leather pants on with his fucking cheeks out with high heels. And y'all thought he was the coolest nigga in the world. So I don't want to hear none of that shit. Like, the fuck? Like, don't sit here and try to come at these kids about the fucking music they like and all these fucking colorful dreadlock head niggas with their tight ass jeans. Nigga, y'all had Rick James. On the cover of one of his albums, he got a fucking black cat suit on with high heel, fucking knee-high red leather boots on. And y'all love Rick James. Like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all had all these fucking funny dressing ass niggas. Y'all had Michael Jackson. Come on. Y'all had Michael. As much as I love Mike, y'all had Michael Jackson. Y'all had, like I said, y'all had Prince. His whole squad looked like girls. The whole squad looked like bitches. All of them. Like, that's crazy. But no, see, you don't get it, because they wasn't gay. That's just how they was dressing. Okay, same thing now. These niggas ain't gay. These niggas is getting all the hoes. But y'all just see it how y'all see it, because now y'all old, so now it's not cool. See what I'm saying? To y'all. Because y'all lived through the 90s, too. Y'all was teenagers in the 80s. Then y'all was in your 20s and the 90s when all the fucking hardcore hip-hop shit came out. Y'all forgot about where y'all came from. Nope, fuck that. I'm going to remind you. I'm not no dumb nigga. See what I'm saying? I'm going to remind you where it came where. I'm going to remind you where the fuck you came from. You came from leather cat suits and Eddie Murphy being up on stage with a fucking leather tight ass fucking joint on. And that's, y'all was out of pocket. Fucking Jerry curls, thin ass mustache. Y'all ain't want no facial hair. Fucking thin ass mustache. Y'all niggas ain't even cursed. Y'all ain't even talk about killing people in y'all songs. At least these young boys talking about fucking killing people and getting high. That's kind of, that's fucked up is what that is. That is fucked up. Hey, that's fucked up. I was going to say that's kind of manly, but it's not. They talk about having sex with women. That's manly. And I guess they were talking, they were singing. You see, look, that they y'all, these people in the 80s was way softer because they were singing about love. These young boys today, they getting cold on them. They just talking about having sex with women, hoeing it up. You see what I'm saying? Hoeing these hoes out. But see, but y'all don't get it. Y'all want to forget about y'all past and act like everybody today tripping. Nope, you the one that's tripping. They not, these kids ain't tripping. They into what they into. Shit, trends and fads, all that shit change. All that shit changes. Like, it mean that that's just what it is. And there's gonna be a lot of crazier, you know, fads and trends and all that. You see what I'm saying? I can't imagine where this shit about to go next. I can't even imagine what's about to pop next. Like, who knows? Cause I mean, it's just so, I knew we never thought it was gonna go back to this. I mean, my mom told me that when I was a kid. She was like, when everybody used to wear the free size T-shirts, the T-shirts that came to your fucking knees and shit. My mom was like, you look fucking ridiculous. She was like, you just doing that because that's how everybody else dress. I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, yes, you are. She was like, you're doing it because everybody else dresses like that. She was like, so watch. When everybody said to wear tight clothes, you can wear tight clothes too. I said, mom, the fuck do you know? Nobody's ever going to wear tight clothes. It's not 1980. You're tripping. And now look, tight clothes, look at me. Tight ass jeans with holes in them and shit. That's how I am. That's how I rock. You see what I'm saying? But it's okay. I'm comfortable with my manhood. So I could talk about all type of shit that's fucking controversial. I could dress how I want to dress. And, you know, shit, I'm comfortable with my shit. I know I'm straight. Like, look, all that no homo pause shit. Like, I play that shit sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I play pause. Okay, fine. But I'm not ever really like, when somebody catch me with some shit, I'm always like, whatever. I can say what the fuck I want to say because I'm super straight. You see what I'm saying? Oh, speaking of, look, I got a story. I don't even know if I should tell it, though, because no embarrassment to me, but it might embarrass somebody else. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And it's not going to embarrass any of my friends, but the party that's involved. You know what? I'll just leave that part out. Sorry, so listen. It's one time, right? It's a nice fucking summer day, fucking August, some shit like that, a couple years ago. And I was with my friends. We were shooting around. We had at the basketball court, shooting around and shit. We were shooting for shots though. Like, so if you miss, you gotta take a shot, right? So you shooting for shots, boom. I'm not good at basketball, so I'm missing shots like a motherfucker. So I'm drunk as fuck. Early at the noon. So another friend of mine was having a hotel party. Well, he knew a girl that was having a hotel party for her birthday. Now, I shouldn't have went. To be honest, I shouldn't have went. I was in a relationship. Shouldn't have went. But I fucking goes anyway. Now, I should have left that out. Oh, fuck it. So I'll goes anyway. Now, I go to the party, drink some more. I literally was awake in this party for a half hour. Because I already was drunk when I got there. I'm literally awake for a half hour in this party. Drunk as shit. Passes out in a bathroom. I wake up to some girl, like, wiping fucking, because I had threw up and shit. So, it was some girl, like, wiping my mouth. Like, she was, like, taking care of me. Like, she was literally taking care of me. Like, I don't know who the fuck this girl was. She was Annie Joan. Like, I don't know who she was. Thank you, shorty. I remember she had a nose ring. Thank you, shorty, with the nose ring. You looked out for me. I appreciate that. Anyway, boom. Leaving out. One thing leads to another. Leaving out the Joan. you know, here's somebody call my name, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, you know, I'm getting caught the fuck up, leaving out of a hotel party with two niggas in there carrying me out because I'm drunk as shit. So one of my friends, shout out to you. Yeah, man, I don't even know if you want me to say your name, brother, but you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? He had the nerve to tell who I get caught up by to fucking, because I had, rewind. I tell him a story about an old joint I used to talk to, you know, in an old relationship, like in high school, who would actually want to smell my penis when I would come back from places like, you know, little kiddie parties and shit like that, just make sure I didn't have sex. Yeah, like weird shit. So I tell him about that. So now in this particular situation, you know, he mentions that to this. Well, I mean, listen, he wasn't doing nothing. He tried to take it for me. He wasn't doing nothing. Look, you can smell his dick. Now, don't tell, as a man, you can't tell a woman to smell somebody, to smell your friend's dick. Cause that, I mean, it's just weird as fuck. You can't say that. You can smell his dick. He wasn't fucking. First of all, you don't know if I was fucking before me and you even got together. You could have got me caught up if she really did go ahead and do it and I had been doing something else. You see what I'm saying? And even more than that, now that just sounds gay. See, this guy had he has the fucking issue with saying shit that sounds halfway gay. So now, look, you know, she looked at me funny. What the fuck was y'all fuck was going on in there? Where he know what you fucking, where he gonna tell me to smell your dick like he know what your dick smell like. Like, that's just, you see what I'm saying? Like, now I'm trapped up in this shit where it's like, wait, no, it's not that. No, he's just a dickhead, that's all. He's just a dickhead, doesn't know what to say. It has nothing to do with, you know, my sexual orientation or his, or our other friend is here with us. This is just, you know, he just doesn't know what the fuck to say out of his mouth. And there's been other scenarios where he's done this to other friends of mine, where he said things that was halfway like, you know, hold up, bro. What side of the fence you on? But again, this leads back to being comfortable with your sexuality. Being comfortable with your sexuality, you'll say things like that. You'll say any fucking thing. And, you know, because you know that you're not there, you know you're not gay, it's kind of like, all right, whatever. And wait, and no offense to gay people, okay? No offense to gay people, yo. I'm not saying this like, oh, yeah, because if you is gay, it's a big-ass problem. No. You know what? If you gay, you gay. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. My sister has gay friends. You see, I said my sister has. I didn't say I have gay friends. I don't have any gay friends. My sister. No, but the point is, my sister has gay friends, you know? And that's okay. I don't knock anybody for what they do. Just don't bring it to me is all I say. That's all I say. Like, don't. Come on. Like, don't try and talk to me like, you know, I'm not on that side of the fence. You know, I stay on my side, y'all stay on y'all side. Everybody gets along. We all get along. But that, like, the point of me saying that is, when you're comfortable, you know, with your manhood, you'll do and say things that a lot of men won't do. Like, a lot of men call all type of shit gay, and it's not even fucking gay. A lot of men feel like they gotta play fucking macho, and you fucking don't. Just be yourself. That's the fakest shit ever. See what I'm saying? You don't gotta play macho. Just be you. You know what I'm saying? That easy. Just be you. That's all. I mean, that's just what it is. You know, you kind of want to go through life. You know, you want to have a fun life. You want to make life fun. That's what you want to do. You want to make it fun. You don't want to have a fucked up ass, hard ass life where you fucking fighting every day and just going through this and going through that. Like, no. You want to have fun. Even when it comes to dealing with women. You don't be dealing with fucking all these women at the same time. That's fucking stressful. And how much time do you have in a day? Like, I have interest. I have interests outside of being with women. Like, there are things throughout my day that I want to do that don't involve women at all. And it's fine. So I'd be a fool to have 5-6 different women that I'm talking to. And then now it's like, all right, how the fuck am I going to make time to talk to all of y'all? I can't. I fucking can't. I can't make time to talk to all of y'all. It's no fucking way. No fucking way. I'm stressed out now. I got to talk to you for a certain amount of time. I got to talk to her for a certain amount of time. Then I got to fucking, you know, then I got to spend some time with you, spend some time with her, and the time with her, the time with her. That's too much shit. Nobody wants to do that. Like, how the fuck do y'all guys, like, what do you, like, how? Why? Why would you even want to? Now, I know if you got it, if you got it, all that time shit goes out the door. You know, money replaced time. So if you got it, and the thing is, for the most part, with that money shit, if you got it, you ain't got to give her none. If she know you got it, you really got to give her shit. She's just happy that she know that you got it. If she's a fucking dummy. Now, some Jones, you do got to give them some shit. And that replaces the time. You don't got to talk to her. You ain't got to do too much. You just pop up when you want what you want. Give her what she want. Fair exchange. That we all out, everybody happy. See what I'm saying? But if you ain't got it, which I don't got it. Like, I don't got it to, listen, I'm not going to say to tell you that I'm fucking rich, nigga. Nah, no. Fuck no. I don't got that shit. I'm trying to come up now. See what I'm saying? And I don't even call my shit the struggle. I ain't in the fucking struggle. I'm just trying to come up. I know what to do. I'm just working on it. See what I'm saying? I got the plan. I'm putting it into effect. See what I'm saying? As we speak. So it's like, you know, but like I was saying, the money replaces the time. So a lot of times you got money, you don't have to spend time. You don't got to talk to her. A nigga like me, I got to talk. I'm a personality boy. See what I'm saying? I'm going to kill you with the personality. We might do some fun shit here and there. But for the most part, you see what I'm saying? You gonna get some personality. You gonna learn some shit. That's one thing for sure. Anybody I'm around, I teach them something. Anybody, that's not even a brag. That's just the honest shit. Anybody I'm around, I teach them something. And I learn something from most people I'm around. But anybody I'm around, I'm gonna teach you something. Like, you know, I know a little about a lot. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Yo, oh yeah, I got a friend request on Facebook from this boy I went to, I was about to say his whole government too. John. Shout out to John, you know what I'm saying? He sent me a friend request and shit. I'm looking at the shit like, all right. Let me see what he's getting into. So, you know, I start looking at the fucking... I probably shouldn't have said his name, but oh well. See, it's the problem with this shit. Like, I can't say nobody's fucking name. Like, goddamn. Anytime I say somebody's name, well, I mean, hold up. Nigga, if you gonna start talking shit, no. You can't say his fucking name. Fuck no. You wanna start some shit? What you want? You want somebody to fucking sue you or something? Like, no. I'm not talking shit. I'm just being honest about my feelings. This isn't a shit talk. Shout out to this guy. Hopefully, you know, he don't even listen to this fucking Joan. But that's what I'm saying. So this boy, right? This white guy I went to fucking elementary and middle school with. And he was in the... How can I say this nicely? He was in the class with the kids... That, I guess that like, they had the tism or had like a touch of the downs or they just couldn't learn too fast. You see what I'm saying? He was in that joint. But anyway, so, you know, I look at his joint and he fucking living the fucking life. I was one of the fucking smartest kids in my fucking elementary and middle school. See what I'm saying? This guy was on the complete opposite end of the spectrum and he's fucking, looks like he's fucking rich. He's traveling here, traveling there, partying it up, doing this, doing that. And me got all these fucking friends just living the fucking life. See what I'm saying? Some type of political job or some shit like that. And it's like, well, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, how? You see what I'm saying? How? And that's not even hating. That's just really wanting to know how. Like, how? How was my foundation, you know, mentally that much more stable than his, yet he surpassed me in life? To these fucking levels. That's crazy. And you know, sometimes you want to blame it on white privilege. You want to. But maybe it's wealth privilege. I think his family had... He had a sleepover one time when I was in like first or second grade. And I went to the house. The house was big as shit. I got lost in that bitch. That's the only time I ever been lost in somebody's house. House is fucking ridiculous. So, you know, it's probably more so a wealth privilege thing. But that might also go back to white privilege. So who knows? But what the fuck? I'm like, what? I should have lapped this guy. Like, we running a race. If intelligence is a race, I'm Usain Bolt, and he's fucking George Costanza, or fucking Seinfeld. See what I'm saying? Like, there's no way this should have happened, but, you know, it did give me some drive. Cause I'm looking at this shit like, all right, look, if he's doing all this with his fucking, with a touch of the downs, I can do this shit with a fucking complete, you know, functional brain. You know, I'm sure I burnt out some brain cells. A little bit of liquor here, a little bit of drugs there. But you know what? I still should be up on them, like mentally. So, you know, I'm like, you know what, man? That's all this means, dog. Just fucking go hard. See what I'm saying? Go hard. Catch up to him and then go visit him. See what I'm saying? The baby, you could be his little political squad. You know what I'm saying? Which I would never do. I just want to see how this, I do want to see how this guy talks and stuff now. Because he had the sloppiest walk when we was kids. He had the sloppiest walk. He just was, like, in his own world. See what I'm saying? He used to be playing, like, Mario every day on some imagination type shit. No, yeah, when I say, like not like the video game, he would act like Mario the character. Like, he'd be jumping around, making all these noises and shit. See what I'm saying? Meanwhile, you know, we in middle school, me and my squad, we looking at girls and shit. We touching ass. You know what I'm saying? He jumping around, making sounds like he collecting coins. You know what I'm saying? Like, acting like he going down fucking tunnels. Like he a fucking a plumber in a fucking video game. But yeah, man, you know, you need perspective. Sometimes you got to look at things and you got to realize where you are. You got to be honest with yourself about where you are. You can't just fucking, you can't keep fucking fooling yourself, acting like, oh, it's just going to happen, because it's not. If you don't make it happen, it's not going to fucking happen. It won't, yo. Like, sorry. I feel like somebody made the, like, did my son on his birthday, like, 2 years ago, or like, a year ago, make, like, the liar wish? Because I try to, like, I don't try to lie. And nor do I try to be honest. It just comes the fuck out. See what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. Of course I tell little fucking dumbass bullshit lies. Like, I'm around the corner when I'm far as shit. Or fucking, you know. Or, like, even to spare people's feelings sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, if a girl asks me, do she look nice? Sometimes I might just say, yeah. Just because I don't feel like it. I don't feel like doing a whole, Well, maybe you should try to. No, I don't feel like doing that shit. Like, cause then you go. Now her feelings hurt. Now she like, damn, this nigga think I'm ugly, or damn, he don't really like me, or damn, he think I don't know how to dress. And it's like, no, it's not that. I just don't feel like going through that part of it. Like, if I'm talking to any shorty, and I'm like, yo, I mean, do I look cool? What I got on? She like, no, I don't really like that. I'm gonna switch it up and then put something else on and be like, all right, what about this? Yeah, that's cool. All right, bet. We out. See what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna get all fucking depressed and feel like, damn, what do you mean? This is why I'll never ask you shit no way. And fuck that. And fuck you. Like, nah, I don't feel like doing that. So sometimes, like, you know, now, for sure, they ask me, yo, how I look? You look good, baby. Don't even worry about that. You always look good. You see what I'm saying? That's the thing. For some joints, I got the shallow how eyes. I ain't gonna hold you. Some joints, I got shallow how eyes. Like, shorty be the baddest girl in the world to me. But meanwhile, everybody else be looking at her like, she all right. See what I'm saying? I don't know why. It's just like that. Some joints, I'm definitely shallow how. I don't know what it is I see. I think I'm just so straight of a man. And I'm such a, I don't want to use that word. And I'm so randy that I see the beauty in all types of women. You know, all types of women. I just see it in them. Like, damn. I mean, her nose, all right. You see what I'm saying? Like, I just see something. Like, I see something in them. That, damn. Look at her left ear. That joint cute as shit. Like, damn. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to see something in her. I'm going to see something in them. Like, and a lot of women, you know, I'm going to see something. Damn. Look at the back of her neck, like, that shit fucking, that shit sexy as fuck. Like, I'm going to see, like, I'm that type of guy. Like, I'm just the type of guy where it's like, you know, like, shit, shorty said the other day, she was like, I can't even be comfortable with you around ugly bitches. You just, like, it's like, yo, maybe not, shorty. Listen, maybe you can't be comfortable around you ugly, because I don't know. I don't know what it is about me, my eyes. I'm trying to tell you, shallow how. Of course, but the only difference between me and shallow how is that bad Jones is bad to me. Like, just as bad as everybody else. Like, bad joints, like, damn, she bad. But then weak joints, it's still something. With some of them, it's still something that's like, okay. If you did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, you might be all right. You see what I'm saying? Damn. Look at her fucking fingers. Her hand's sexy as all shit. Look at that. But damn. Like, but see, you, that's not cool. That's not cool. You know, you got to be able to calm down. You got to have standards, nah. You got to have fucking standards. You can't just be out here fucking doing anything. And I don't. Like, now I control my shit. I control my shit very well. Because, like I said, before I didn't know how to yank it. Now I know how to yank it, so I'm good. But you know what, man? Yo, this is a good one. This might be the longest one I ever did with y'all, I think. We almost had an hour. I'm about to shut the fuck up. It's about 12:30. I got to be to work at like 6 in the morning. So you know what, man? I love y'all. I'll probably talk to y'all tomorrow because I got a lot to say. I got way more to say than this. So I'm going to talk to y'all tomorrow. And, listen, fuck that rambling and casting page. That shit over. I mean, that's a done deal for that page. So anything y'all want to contact me for any reason, Fuck That Page is at Naeem2_Ali on Instagram or Twitter. You know what I mean? Stay up my fucking Facebook. You can go on the Facebook fan page, though, but stay up my personal Facebook, because my fucking family and my peoples be on there. You write some drone shit on my wall, I'm going to put a dick pic on your wall so your mom see that shit. So cool out. All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Love you.